So the debate. Firstly, I fear I may be wasting your time on this. If you didn't see it, you didn't miss much. If you did see it, you will have, I assume, been bored witless. If you were a Hipkins fan going in, I don't think he did anything to put you off. Luxon did well because it was his to lose. In fact, given the build-up about him being new and all that sort of stuff, he did very well. He looked in command of what he was saying, but then Hyper side, let's be honest, you don't get to be the leader of a large political party by not being able to front and explain yourself, so in that sense I wasn't surprised. They agreed on a lot of stuff, which plays into the idea that National are Labour light and may give room to the minor players who want to be a little bit more, bring a little bit more upheaval. There were a series of hopelessly condescending quickfire questions about their favourite beach and the last book they read and whether they'd ever had a speeding ticket. Those questions are for breakfast television, not primetime debate. The questions from the viewers were a waste of time, smacked of tired, lazy production. There is not a question out there a moderator can't ask. We don't need to see Ken of Kaitaia. Both men were respectful, and that might be to Hipkins' disadvantage. He never looks like he's desperate, and he should, because he is. He's losing this campaign, and badly, and he needed to show us he cared. He never looks over-exercised about anything. Nothing's brilliant, nothing's a shambles. It's just good old Chippy talking about vaping or gangs or tax or his favourite beach. If you followed this campaign, you would have learnt nothing. If you'd followed none of it, you might have picked up a few generalities. But to be fair, if you haven't followed the campaign, you're not the sort of person to watch a debate, because you clearly aren't that interested. Which is why, ultimately, the debate failed its audience. People who watch debates know what's going on. We needed life. We needed spark. We needed passion. We got a couple of blokes holding their own and a moderator sadly working too hard on telling us how fun it all was. In a way, my theory is this campaign's over and has been for some time. The result is a foregone conclusion, and the debate sort of reflected that. We kind of went through the motions. No one fell on their face, and we all know what's going to happen in a couple of weeks. So was there a winner? Yes. Those who didn't watch, because you had a more productive time, and Chris Luxon, who showed he is more than up to the task.